will be served at this time by Brother Pushparaj, and the topic will be the House of David. The House of David. Brother Pushparaj.
Thank you, brother. I wish every brother good morning. And we are all blessed because we are in before the throne of God, His grace and love. And especially I thank that God had given me an opportunity to serve Him in this General Convention 2008. I'm very happy also. And we know that God is having a plan. And moreover, we know and we are very definite that we are in it. But it is not all the answer for this. But we must understand where we are, how we are. So, dear brother, so to make it definite that our placement in the plan of the God, I have chosen a topic, the title by name, The House of David. The key verse that I have chosen is from 1 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 10, where the text reads, "Furthermore, I tell you that Lord will build you a house." And at the same time, the same references we also find in 2 Samuel chapter 7, the verses 7 and 27. There we find that God tells you that He will make you a house. And in 27th verse it is direct. I will build a house for you. Other than these three references, we don't find references of this type anywhere in the scriptures. The references are very short, but gives us a lot of knowledge to understand about it. So, brothers, not only this, but many references we come across in the scriptures which keep us in the dark because they remain unexplained on the spot. But we have got a hope that one day or the other they take their original shape and present before us. Till then, we have to wait. So, dear brethren, as the theme that we selected for this convention, the epistle to Romans, 13th chapter and 12th verse, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of life." So this, according to me, it means certain things are kept in dark. That means without giving the correct knowledge of them for a long period, that period we call as dark. And when they are revealed, we call it a day because they are revealed. The knowledge of such things are presented. So, then Paul wants us to cast off something in respect of our fleshly body and the world, and also asks us to put on the armor of light or the truth. So, dear brethren, in God's plan, there are many such secrets. Some cleared and some not yet cleared. God is a very good timekeeper. but declares everything before it happens. Because Isaiah chapter 42:9, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." So, by this statement, we get some relief that nothing will remain secret, and someday or the other, everything will be revealed. And Jesus also supports the same thing. And we find that from the records of Matthew chapter 10, the verse 26, Jesus says, "For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known." These are the references that strengthen us one day or other. Everything will come to our knowledge, we experience. And we will know in detail about what is the kept secret. So, dear brethren, and before the gospel age, everything would be relieved, because God in his plan has got, and he has to start a new age, that is Christ's reign and the establishment of God's kingdom. So now, what the keywords we have selected. Further, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house. And brothers, the circumstance under which these references are made are the same. King David, after building a dwelling house for him, says to Nathan, the prophet, "See, now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains." But the same night, the word of the God came to Nathan and instructed him to go back to David and tell him that he shall not build a house for me to dwell. David had very zeal, and he secured many things, and he was actually very happy. One day or other, he will execute his plan and build a house for a day for God. But the instructions he received through the prophet, he should not build a house. But at the same time, to our surprise, he says to David that he is going to build a house for him. Something abnormal. We cannot understand. God himself takes the responsibility that he would be going to build a house on the earth. So, and it is very clear that God never wanted David to build a house for him. But to our surprise, he says that David already had a house of cedar in his dwelling, and he was content and happy with that. Knowing this, why God wanted to build another house for David? Where he wanted to build that? On the spot. And or in the near future, there is no answer for these questions. Everything remains silent. So, brother, it is our duty. God has given us wisdom, the knowledge of every future thing that happens. So it is our duty now to properly understand by the Holy Spirit's work. And so to understand, and what type of the house God suggested that he would be going to build. We have to understand this. But in the references that we had taken, no word could help us to go and have the correct, except the word house. The house is there. If we take some reference in respect of that house, There is a possibility for us to go and reach the correct understanding of the statement, how, why, where that house would be. In the James Exhaustive Concordance 1004, the Hebrew word Beit is used to denote a house, palace, tabernacle, and a temple. And it denotes a dwelling house. Let us examine now. The term, the house, how it is used in the Old Testament. In first place, the word house is used, dwelling. First Chronicles 17th chapter verse 1, David says that I dwell in a house of cedar. That means his dwelling place is the house built by cedar. And the second reference, if we take the First Kings chapter 7 and verse 1, Solomon took 13 years to build a house for himself. 13 years to build, to live, to dwell. Whereas he has taken only 7 years to build God's house. So here, we have to take the dwelling place is called Beit. And in second place, the house is used to denote the whole family. That means the household. An example we take is from Genesis 19th chapter verse 2. Lord said to angels, my lords, please turn to your servant's house and spend the night. We know the reference and the explanation of it. And he was in Sodom, and he was with his family, his wife and 2 daughters. And when he met the 2 angels at the gates of Sodom, he invites those angels to his dwelling place. He refers here the whole family as a house. And at the same time, if we take another reference, the reference from Genesis 7th chapter, 1st verse, the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and your household. That means, as we referred, the case with Lot, the family is called a house here also. That Noah lived with his wife, 3 sons and 3 daughter-in-laws. They are together called and given the name a house. And we go further. Each tribe was called a house. A lodge in the big one. The reference that I have taken for to prove this is Joshua 22nd chapter 14th verse. When Joshua heard that the children of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had built an altar, a separate altar, Joshua called one ruler each from the chief house of every tribe of Israel to settle the matter. Or Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1, when we refer, the tribe of Levi is said to be the house of Levi. And so, dear brothers, here we find that 12 children of Jacob were considered to be the heads of the families and their descendants. Each was called a tribe after the name of the head of the family, because all that came under each tribe was considered to be one blood and one house. And when we go still further, we find the meaning of the house, how the word is applied. The Bible applies the word to the 12 tribes. And here the reference that I have chosen is Exodus 16th chapter 31st, first verse, the house of Israel called its name Manah. We know the back references. When they were in the wilderness, God gave them the food. So the 12 tribes, and every child of Jacob called and said that it is manna. And also, in the second reference we take means, Isaiah 50 chapter and 7, God himself says, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Everybody is included there. And finally, the tabernacle and the temple is also called a house. And Luke, the book of Luke, 6th chapter, 4th verse says, David went to the house of the tabernacle, took and ate the showbread, and also gave to those who were with him, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. So here, the tabernacle is referred to be a house. And also, in the 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37 and the 38th verse gives the information. In the 4th year of the foundation of the house of the Lord, it was laid in the month of Jiv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the house of the Lord was finished in all its details and according to all its plan. So it was 7 years in building it. So, brothers, and we could understand, we have understood how the word is applied in the Old Testament. It is applied to your dwelling place. It is applied to the family and the family members. And it is applied to the tribe and all the tribe together, a house. At the same time, we find that the word of the house is referred even to the tabernacle and the temple of the garden. Because in the scriptures we find that the word in the Old Testament was used to give many meanings applying in various references. From all these references we find a common head or creator. Everybody accepted him and believed in him. All were under his blessings and perfect control. And even in the case of God, it is proved that he was the father of Israel and their creator. They all lived under his blessings and care. But if we go still deep into the scriptures, the story of Israel, the chosen one, and it is proved they are disobedient to the God, and if they could not establish themselves, they are the house of God, a prayer house of God for them. And so, as we said, God is a good timekeeper. What the time that was given to Israel, the chosen fleshly, is over. So he switched on. That you see, he goes and takes the other chance of a new plan that is already laid since from the beginning of this world. And so the God rejected them as his house and proclaimed his sentence of rejection. Through his son Jesus Christ, that information we get from Matthew chapter 21, the verse 43 says, therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation bearing fruits of it. And further he goes and says in Matthew 23rd chapter, verse 38, Jesus says, your house is left unto you desolate. So, in the years 70-80, the house of the God was broken, and there remained no stone upon the stone, and all the chosen of the 12 tribes, Israel, were scattered. Once the house of God was desolated and destroyed, God never wanted to build the same house once again on the earth. So he changed his plan. He never wanted to establish a fleshly house on the earth by the fleshly people. Now, the new plan is, and he wants and desires to establish a house by spirit-filled people. To prove this, we have to take the anti-typical meaning of the whole story that we heard now. The house is helping a lot to go to the correct meaning that we have to understand in the scriptures. Now, just we are entering. So now, David means beloved. Well, you know, the father also considered David, fleshly David, as a son. But spiritually, when we take the things, the meaning of the David is beloved. So once again, after that, God, whom he has called beloved, so we have to switch on to that name. And near the New Testament, God called his son Jesus Christ his beloved. That's David. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, after Jesus was baptized and came out of the water, suddenly a voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. In another reference we find, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him. On the basis of this, the spiritual shifting, the meaning of the name, the David, we find in Hebrews 3rd chapter in verse 6, Christ is the son over his own house, whose house we are. That means now. And here it is clear, when God wanted a spiritual house and not a literal house, in that God wanted his son to be the chief and the head of the house. To form a full house, God wanted a company of spirit-filled brethren. He said that he foreknew and predestined the firstborn among the other brethren to be in his likeness. According to the Peter, God has chosen a special group of people for the purpose. And now, we understand, once the God has chosen the fleshly Israel as his chosen people, but now spiritually, and we know, that he has given the opportunity for everyone on this earth to enjoy this position. Now, the Peter also says, in 2nd chapter, 9th verse and 10th verse, they are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his light. Who once were not a people, but now the people of God, and had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Here we see clearly the type of his house that he wanted to build He gave opportunity to everyone on the earth and not to a particular chosen fleshly people, but a chosen spiritual people got this opportunity. So the first Timothy, third chapter and 15 verse, Paul says, they are the church of living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. That now the Paul says in his Corinthians chapter 6 and 10, they are washed, sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our land. So he takes a group of spiritual people and says that they are the house of God, in that Jesus is the head and other who are in the likeness of Jesus are to be proved the other things. So now, brother, the house, the opportunity was given to everybody to be in the house. Timothy, 3rd chapter 15th verse also says, we are the living church of the God. Because the house of faith, that means the faith now. Faith is the foundation in these days. Not the stone foundation we need. This is the faith is the foundation for us. And to form the house, Paul says in his 1 Corinthians 6th chapter 9th verse, we are washed. That means how? We are washed, sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And the pattern of the house of the God, Paul says, how he has taken every item of the house so that it may be clearly and strongly built. And in Corinthians 3rd chapter 10th and verse, according to the grace of God, Paul says, which was given to me as wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And further, a step ahead he goes and says in Epistle, Ephesians, 2nd chapter, 20 verse, from 20th verse to 22nd verse, the house has been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and the whole building being joined together grows into the holy temple, the holy house. Now again, the bathed word, when we can use that word as a house, palace, the temple. And so here, being joined together into the holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also being built together for the habitation of God and the good spirit. The holy temple of the God is composed of living stones. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16, Paul says, you are the temple of living God, and you as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priest. Now we got the true meaning, the house spiritually, the people, and who are filled with the Holy Spirit. And they do think everything in terms of the Holy Spirit. And they become, Paul lays a foundation for them as Christ, the chief cornerstone, the apostles and the prophets, the real foundation. On that we come because of our faith. We are building our faith. So the spiritual house is being built. And someone still living, if he wants to join that, some eligibility also is required. But once we have become Christians, that to be able student, and there is no end for that. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we may change our thoughts. Once again, we may go back to the world and just encourage our fleshly desires. But the Paul says some eligibility is also very important. It needs, see, according to the Romans chapter 12, verse 2 and 9. Those brethren that present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, only will be eligible to be the members of the house. It's very difficult. We can say the living sacrifice, but when actually we come certain things and where our sacrifice is needed, it proves very difficult. But those people, such people, have got the eligibility, the qualification to become the living stones of the house of God. And according to the Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, the saints, the eligible ones, of those who have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands, they are eligible to become the members of the body, the living stones of the body. So, the eligibility we need if we want to become one among them. And according to Matthew 10th chapter 22nd verse, those who will be hated for the sake of Jesus and endure to the end. This is most important character. We are in the presence. Everybody are in one and the same hope and one understanding we are having. But after the completion of these programs, we go out, we stand in the world. Then suppose if we want to tell somebody what the truth that why we have known, they laugh at us. Actually, every time, every second, we become victims in India like this. From our own brothers only, we are hated. But if we tolerate it to the end and develop this character, we will become something in the house of God. So these are only eligible characters. If one wants to become a member. And in Matthew 19:20 verse, it is said, what the respect, the lost reward that we are having, and when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, those who have followed him will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. They are here. We take the Israel 12 tribes as the 12 characters. So, dear brethren, our efforts, our endurance, when we just cheated and spoke ill of us, our friends, our relatives, they don't agree with us, they don't entertain us. See, we will be very sorry. And certain times we weep because our own blood is rejecting us. But there is a consoling message. God gives such a highest position. One day or other, they must come under us. Then, even then also we love them. Now we are loving, and even then also we love them. So that position, that eligibility, what is just counted, what we have enumerated, if we have, and we will start on there, that is the hope that we are having. And Matthew 24th chapter 31st verse says, and just where we are celebrating all these things and we fix the dates and we give some invitations on paper and send. But such is not the invitation for us. And God says he sends his angels with the great sound and a trumpet and gathers his elect from the four corners from the end of heaven to another. So, dear brethren, this is the house of God, or the temple of God that wanted to build. If we want to justify this, we have to take the circumstances into consideration under which the God made this statement to the David that I am going to build a house for you. David establishes a kingdom. He built a house of cedar for him, and he was satisfied with that. He was content. And this was what the desire that David had in his mind, to build a house for God. It was purely his desire, not the desire of the God. David expressed his desire to build a house for God. God immediately replied him through Nathan the prophet that he should not build a house for him. This house might not have been in God's plan. So God immediately replied to David that he is going to build a house for him. Further, when God made this statement, in all the three places that we have already strayed, and they are in the future tense, because we don't find any promise fulfilled in respect of the David saying, I built a house. David is no more now. At least some rebels must be there, and to find that this is the house that God built and gave to David. So no such thing. He is there now. So brother, the statement was made to David in the year 1015 BC. Since from then, no word was said about the house. In the scriptures, God did not build any house. And when he himself wanted a house, Moses built the tabernacle and Solomon built the temple. But he is in the reference when Solomon dedicating the temple in his prayer. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven of heavens cannot contain him. And so he never came. So that statement that God made to add David, actually, since from 3,000 years, it was in dark. So now when we apply the same to the present thing, that the night has far spent. That means to understand this and the message that we got this, it has suffered without revealing for 3,000 years. And now the message is revealed. And the day, the knowledge has come. So, now instructions are there to put off or remove the worldly things and just to put on the armor of the God. So that thing we have to do. The house, the meaning of it, help us. The house, we could be able to understand what house means in the Old Testament. And God never continued that. And he, according to his purpose, precious purpose, he wanted the spiritual government that is to be established in heaven, so that one day it may become a prayer place for all the people, all that lived in the earth. So that thing is said in chapter Isaiah chapter 56, the 7th verse. And he said, I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, and my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the people. That is the future. While spirit-filled, the brethren are chosen. The head is Jesus, the body is the bride, and they constitute a house in the heaven. They are called the house of God. And they will be called in the future the house of God for all the people that come and agree and be obedient to the God in the future. So, brethren, with the help of the statement, once again, if I remind you the word, further, God says to David, further, I tell you, through Nathan, he sends his message that the Lord will build you a house, but he never built it. It remained as a promise. But he exceeded in higher level, that is spiritually, the house that he wanted to build his spiritual house, and that should be the heavenly house, and it should become the house for all the people who come and obedient unto the God henceforth. So, brothers, we are given that opportunity. Now our place, we are listening to all these things. Now we could be able to recognize our position, the knowledge God has given. And the other brothers, they are preparing all the armor that we have to put on and protect ourselves. And we also at the same time, we have to put off the worldly and fleshly things. And so, dear brethren, and finally, as we are in that opinion, and we are waiting and hoping for that, God has given us a beautiful chance to understand one another, love one another, and encourage one another, and be with one another in prayers. There's a saying, one stays together, prays together. So, this is the final thing I like to say. So, brother, if we are for the house of God, we pray God. We keep everything in the hands of the God, so He will decide. So, brother, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Thank you.